back with Donegal now a couple of months. How have you been settling back into life in under-county football?
Yeah, enjoying it. Love getting out on the pitch. It's been brilliant, you know, especially you can see this time of year, you know, training is a lot easier and you have to enjoy it, you know. So just good, you know, thankful to get the opportunity. Thank, you know, the lads, Declan and all them, you know, the rest of them. It's, I suppose, in the later years of my career, you know, I didn't expect it, but I was only delighted to get it.
And Paul, how did that move come about, or how did it all happen?
I suppose when I came home, I was home in November, December the last year, and Carl had been on to me, would I be interested? And I suppose at the time it was, I was only really getting back and getting settled back into the country, and then he mentioned it again, you know, later in the February, and we were chatting obviously regular enough anyway, so it came across in the conversation, and I kind of had it in my head. I was waiting for him to say it, so you know.
And it was an easy decision then in the end of it.
It was, yeah. You know, delighted to just, I suppose, I missed it there for the last few years, and just getting back in the group and getting training with the boys, you know, and there's the team there for the goalkeepers is super, and it's great atmosphere around it, so enjoying it. Yeah.
Has it change in the role of the goalkeeper, and particularly in training and how he's prepared for matches, than what it was a couple of years ago? Do you see a change there?
I don't really know. You know, there's a lot of emphasis on kickouts, but there always was, and I think it's just becoming more, you know, more of a talking point in the game. You know, it's primary possession, and in our mind for the last 10 years that has been the case anyway, so I don't see huge changes in that. You know, there's, I suppose, the big change is there's new faces around the team for myself. I suppose then goalkeepers now are starting to play out the field a bit more, but you know, I think the number one thing is keeping the goals out and getting the possession.
Yeah. You've been involved in successful Donegal teams that have won numerous titles, including All-Ireland, and you've been involved in groups that had this serious bite and hunger and age to them that wanted to drive on and be successful. Do you see that reflected in this group?
I do, yeah. I see a lot of it, and you know, especially in the younger guys, which, you know, it was great to see when I walked in, like, at the first few trainings, I could see that there was that will to win and the bite, you know, and that's not something that you just pick straight off the ground, and that's obviously been worked on over the since last year, and you could see it in a lot of the games last year. They fell short, obviously, against Tyrone, but you could see that there was that bite there through the season, you know, and they won an Ulster title, and a very good one at that, you know.
Listen, the league's done. That's all been put to bed. Division 2 champions, it was successful. But 24 hours later, it was all focused on the championship. And this is what Gaelic players want to be doing. They want to play at the height of championship football.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, it's you can see the training steps up. Everything steps up, you know. People's mentality does change. But, you know, the league was a really good thing this year with winning, getting promotion as well, you know, for next year. And I think, I think the football in the league was good too, which is nice to see, you know, and going in now, it's a good omen for the championship. That'll be a good one.
Yeah. Fermanagh and Donegal know each other well over the last couple of years. Rory Gallagher and Donegal know each other well too. It's been set up for another very intriguing tie.
Yeah, like, you know, we all know how good a manager Rory is, and I left the team under Rory previously, and you know, it was hard to do that at the time because I knew how good he was, you know, and I have a lot of time for the guy, and he's doing super things in Fermanagh with Ryan McMenamin, you know, and they're going to be a force to be reckoned with, you know, definitely, you know, and there's no two ways about it.
Yeah, what sort of efforts are going to take then to overcome this Fermanagh team? Because you're going to their back door, so yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be. It's going to take a lot of fighting, a lot of what you were chatting about there. That, you know, that bite in the team. I think it's going to be tough football. It's going to be defensive probably. So we're looking forward to that challenge.
Yep, that league game in the O'Donnell Park was a tough day for Donegal. There was a couple of men missing. He's finished out the game with 13 men. You knew and sort of understood the way Fermanagh was going to play that day when they came in. Is there any surprises that they can spring come Sunday?
Ah, there is. You know, Fermanagh have a lot of quality players, and you know, if they could move them around, you just don't know what they'll do. They could come out and play a totally different way. That's how good a manager Rory is and a coach, that he can control a team like that. And I think, you know, you just don't know what to expect with them. And, you know, fair play, it's a great talent to be able to do that with teams, you know, and Rory has that in abundance. So I think we're just looking forward to going out and really, really putting in the performance that we should after the 8 weeks of training that we've put in.
Yeah, have they been a tough 8 weeks, have they?
No, they've been enjoyable, you know, that's the thing, you know, tough but enjoyable. I always say, you know, listen, you're here, you want to be here, so they're never tough. You know, it's just... they've been really good, you know.
Do you see Donegal in a good place as we head into another summer of football?
Yeah, it's great, you know, just some of the fresh talent coming through, like Farah there, Oisin, you know, it's to see him on the pitch, and then Paddy's back there, you know, swinging them over, it's great, you know, and I think it'll be a long summer.
Listen, good to see you back, and great to talk to you.
Thanks
again. The best of luck with the summer.
Cheers.